many. We don't have as many because people don't, not too many people care about it.
I always thought that the reason that the could stay inside and was hard to get off was because it was not ripe enough.
Well, that would be, this clingstone could get dead ripe and then still wouldn't turn loose.
That's funny. Okay. When you take different kinds of fruits and mush them up together and add some sugar, so you can put it with peanut butter on your bread, what do you call that?
Chin.
Okay, what's another word?
Chili.
And there are, you put them on pizza, they grow on the ground and they're shaped like this with a little stem that comes up and
peppers. Put them on what?
You can put them on pizza. You can make soup out of them. Like cream of
mushroom.
Yes. Oh, good. We got past that one.
We passed.
Would you call a mushroom anything else?
No. There's a. There's another thing, a toadstool, that looks just like a mushroom.
Yeah.
You don't eat it, it's poison.
How do you tell the difference?
Well, there's a certain way, but I don't know exactly.
Okay.
There's kind of a little difference in their meat some way, I think. I don't know what it is.
So you don't just go pick them?
No, you just don't go out and pick up them things everywhere, because you don't know for sure if they're good or not. It isn't hard like jerky. I think it's kind of softer. Chip beef. You can buy it in those little plastic things, you know, like you buy the lunch meat in. I think that's the way you would buy that chip beef. Or else you can buy it, I think, canned. But the jerky is dry. Side pork?
Yeah, or salt pork.
Salt pork and cured pork. The salt pork is just, you've just been cured with salt. Sprinkled on it. Every few days, that's why we used to have it. We didn't have no way to keep it anyway. You have salt pork, you just put your slab down there, cover it with salt, let the slab on, cover it with salt. Then you take it out in a few days and cover some more salt in it.
How long?
Until it's finally cured. It kept quite a while. It finally go rancid. Oh, it kept for too many years. We didn't usually have enough to go
for it that long.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So you have to do that every few days. You have to salt it again.
Yeah, you have to salt it every so often.
And then, did you ever get to a point where you didn't have to salt it?
Oh, yes. But when you cooked it, you'd have to boil it first.